This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
It's been 7 days. 7 days since the last time you and I have talked and been together. Good to have you along. 7 days goes fast, though, anymore, doesn't it? A week flies by. Depends on how fast you're pushing on the go pedal, but we do. We enjoy pushing on the go pedal, don't we? Doesn't matter if you're in an ICE automobile or an EV automobile or even coming up hydrogen automobile, propane hydrogen, of course, burning. Hopefully you are you looking at maybe purchasing a new automobile, a car, a truck, SUV. We're so lucky, aren't we, folks, to be able to sit back, relax, and let the manufacturers bring all those makes and models to us. Can't decide what to purchase. Yes, you can. It's all about the money, the dollar amount that you're... You know, that's where I start. A lot of folks, we talk to a lot of people here in the Auto World arena, the Auto World garage, and it's a pretty good arena of garages, and a lot of cars in our database. A lot of our clients, customers over the years have been doing it since, been over 45 plus years now. I'm an ASC certified master technician fixing and repairing and talking with my clients and customers and relatives and friends, et cetera, and you too. The Auto World family that we have here on all our great Auto World AW radio affiliate stations throughout coast to coast that we are. And I learn a lot from you, and that's what it's about. You learn from me, I learn from you, and it's called the people power, the power of the people right there. We learn. After 45 plus years, I'm still learning, and that's what it's all about. In the books, in the computer screen, read constantly. Not only that, but we always, every once in a while, every week, I might get a new noise coming to me. And why is this, and how come this noise is here, and they can't find it, and they've tried it, and can you find it, and how much are you going to charge me to find it? It's about being a detective, and the person is saying to me that they said, the other shop said it cost this much money to fix that noise. And they fixed it, Mark, and I paid them, but the noise is still there. So the best thing that I want to point out to all of us here listening on Auto World every week is that a noise in an automobile drives me nuts. Drives you nuts, too. It's always something simple. But you have to make sure that whoever, whatever your, wherever your shop is and whoever it is, that they understand the same noise that you're hearing. So get in there. Get them to drive it. You become a passenger and tell them right then, or you drive it and let them sit if you do not want them to drive your car. You sit and drive behind the steering wheel, attending to it, and then they sit in the passenger seat or in the back seat, or maybe you had to put them in the trunk if the noise is back there. But make sure that the noise is exactly the same noise that, in fact, you're hearing in order for them to fix it. And it takes time, folks. You see, you've got to pay them for their time. Right off the bat here in Auto World, I've got an Auto World tip for you. An Auto World tip right out of the box here. That we're going to pull out of our Auto World tip box in this one this week is, I know that a lot of you do not have to worry about maybe adding oil to your engine. Maybe you've changed your own oil yourself. Well, a lot of these quarts of oil today are sealed. The manufacturers, there's API, Automotive Petroleum Institute, came down and said you have to have, to the oil manufacturers, you have to have a seal on that oil so it does not let any oxygen come into the oil, because you know what that does. Oxygen into a brand new quart of oil. Goodbye to the shelf life. Goodbye to the shelf life right there. But the worst thing, the worst case is, of course, not only that, but it's, you know, you go through the parts store and you see all these products in the parts stores. Have you ever really thought about shelf life? I know you think about that in the date, good till date on your carton of milk. Yeah, how about the carton of eggs you're buying? Just the box of cereal's got a date on it. You probably have never thought about the expiration date on automotive, Auto World type of products in your Auto World sitting on the parts store shelves. Well, there is. expiring dates on a lot of products. But the Auto World tip is, when you open a quart of oil to change your own oil and or to even add oil, have you ever noticed you had to try to figure out how to break the seal, that little foil seal, to get the oil out? And you break the oil seal with a screwdriver or a sharp fingernail or whatever you do, and it goes like halfway and halfway in and halfway still attached, and you're saying, oh, that's good, the oil will still come out. You put the funnel over there and you start pouring the oil in there, next thing you know, the foil plug, that you, the little wrapper you just broke to get the oil out, is now inside your engine, and you didn't even know it because you're too much of in a hurry to putting the oil in, because we're all on a fast pace in life and we got to get going. And next thing you know, that little round, is what is the size of a dime, probably size of a nickel, is inside your engine. This just happened this last 2 weeks here in the Auto World Garage, Greasy Garage here at in our Auto World Arena and Garage, that we found a little foil piece that was blocking an oil passage, and it starved the camshaft of oil, causing it, when you have a plugged up oil galley hole, the oil can't get through to lubricate everything down the line, and you have a starvation of oil, and it seizes the camshaft up, seizes the, you know, it just does no worky. You have a really unique clunk, clunk, clunk in that engine. So my Auto World tip, I just want to make sure that you make sure that you get that little seal off the bottle and in the trash before you pour the oil out of the quart of oil. So, okay, there it is. Auto World tip for this week. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Hopefully we will not have your engine seizing up on us on Auto World. We do not want that to happen. I want you to get good fuel economy. Remember to change your oil. Condensation, you know, your engine is sucking in air at all times through that injection system. I know you don't have a carburetor anymore, but the injection system has got a big old air horn on there. It's called a air plenum, and that air plenum is going to suck in so many gallons of air to every gallon of gas. And that, with that stated, that, you know, an air compressor sucks in the same type of air, folks, and we have to drain our air compressors in our shops. If you have one, if you do not drain the compressor tank, if you do, you're going to find out it's going to be solid water coming out your engine, and that oil does suck in the air. And no matter where you're at, even the folks down there in Phoenix and Scottsdale listening, you still got condensation in the air. Not as much as the folks there in Florida listening, of course, with the humidity in the Midwest and all, but you still have condensation getting in there. If you're doing short stops and go, stop and go type of driving, your oil is going to have condensation there. The oil never gets up to operating temperatures. The oil. I'm talking about the oil. I know your temperature gauge on the coolant will get up to operating temperatures right around 190, 200, 210 on some of the General Motors products out there. But you're only doing a 10 to 15 minute trip. The oil never really gets up to the hot enough temperature to burn the condensation out. So let's get that oil changed. I recommend literally every 4,000 miles. I know. The owner's manual is saying 65 to 7,500. Remember one thing, that the oil pan is the trash can of your engine. Let's take the trash out, huh? Okay, Easter eggs. They're all over the place this time of year, aren't they? Have you had a chance to find some Easter eggs on your cars? See, the Jeep has got a lot of Easter eggs on there, little hidden little things. And, of course, the Jeep, it's an Easter egg. They're pretty cool there. Jeep actually did a little tribute, and they brought in the headlights. They put in the old little Willy's grill in the headlights. You have to look real close. That's just one of the Easter eggs you'll find on a Jeep. Jeep Renegade, of course, has the little friendly spider. Where's that at? And it has a little slogan on there on the Jeep Renegade. You folks that have the Jeep Renegade, do you know where that little spider's at? Start hunting for those Easter eggs. It's that time of year. It's fun to do it. Hyundai Genesis also has a welcome logo. Where's that Easter egg at? I'm going to give you a little tip on the Genesis. The Hyundai Genesis, they actually have that, and you can see that Easter egg better when it's dark out. Coming up here on Auto World, not only more Easter eggs, but I have for you, we're going up the list of the best new cars of 2023. We're going to go 7, 6, 5, and 4 on the second hour here. And then on the third hour coming up later, we're going to go 3, 2, 1. You're going to find out what the best new car of 2023 is. Also, coming back from this break, America's top-selling automaker of 2023. Well, so far. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lug nuts are usually tight.
Take care. All the trees are red.
never really think. I take lug nuts for granted. I do, anyway. I don't know if you do, but I do. Lug nuts just hold the wheel on, make sure the wheel and the tire doesn't fly off and go down the freeway if you're hitting high speeds. You don't even think about the old poor old lug nut. Well, lug nuts, thank you for being there for us. Not only here on Auto World, but in real life, too. Got a little trivia right off the bat here in Auto World. What was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? What was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? 855-660-4261. What was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? 855-660-4261. Or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Remember, Facebook message me. We do accept that. Do look at that. We're maxed out on friends, but please just friend us anyway at Facebook. Mark Evans, Facebook. We have 5,000 friends. We're there. But please do, if somebody drops out or something happens, we'll get you in there. And I appreciate you Facebook messaging me, folks, throughout the week. Instagram, again, is Auto World Media Podcast. If you're looking, of course, you find that you want to hear what we're talking about again, do go over to our podcast. All you have to do is Google Auto World Mark Evans, and I'm there. I'm on LinkedIn, too. We have the website, autoworldmedia.com. More to come there. So, but with that said, what... or why is the ATP higher now? Oh, it's time to go to the email bag. We're going to get back to the ATP here in a little bit. Let's go to it. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house to the left of me, right over here. Hey, Eddie. High five, brother. There you go. Woo! Thank you. He threw the email bag. Let's dive in there and get us an email. Right, there's one. We've got quite a few. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of the emails. Again, if you have a 911, which, in fact, I just pulled out a 911. Thank you, Eddie, for putting that right there. I've got to get to it right now. This is 911 right at the start of this email. What's that? What that means, folks, is we need help now. Now, 911, you need help now, so we'll put those up priority here. This one here says, hey, Auto World, need your help. Driving a Chevrolet Suburban every day to and from work. The other day when I headed to work, I noticed it kept pulling to the right when I applied the brakes. Now the brake light is on. Is this a job for the dealership to do, or can I save money and take it to my mechanic? Thank you, Mark. Michael in Boise, Idaho, listening on KBOI. Well, awesome, Michael. Thank you. Appreciate you being here with us. Let's do a little shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right here from Boise, Idaho. That is News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1 FM. And that is Napa. There's our shout-out horn to News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1 FM. Napa, Caldwell, Ontario, Oregon. Yeah. Baker, Oregon. Yes. CUNA. Boise, Idaho. Good to have all of you along. Mountain Home up there in McCall. Good to have you folks listening. Thank you. Cascade, Idaho. It's a lot of towns there. Weezer. Good to have you folks along too. Weezer, Idaho. Michael, thank you. Appreciate it. That's a pretty simple fix, Michael. We'll get you fixed right now here on Auto World. Chevrolet Suburban, what a great rig. I've owned them for quite a few different years. I think the first Suburban that I purchased was a 1985 back in the day. Of course, raised a family with the Suburban brand, and that model worked really, really well. And you're saying here that you, going to and from work, you applied the brakes, and the brake light is on now, but you said it's pulling to the right. So what this is telling me, Michael, is first when the brake light is on, and this is with all of our vehicles, folks, and Michael's bringing this up to all of everybody's attention, is when the brake light comes on, a lot of us might think that the brake light is actually hooked to the emergency brake, that when you put the emergency brake on, if it's a pedal assembly or a pole assembly up, you know, for in the middle between the two bucket seats, or a pedal over on the left kick panel there. No, the brake light comes on also. The one interior in your dash there, that means that, in fact, you're low on brake fluid, Michael. Low on brake fluid. And that's why the brake light is on. So when you take the cap off, now this is one thing, too. Most of our vehicles here today, I don't want anybody taking the brake lid off, because you can see right through the clear plastic to see the dark fluid inside. And there's a level right there. Usually when they build those brake master cylinders, it's seamed together. One on the bottom, one on the top. They seam them. And where the seam is where the line is, where you need the dark fluid. And you can see right through there. Now, when you crack the lid, but Michael, you're low on brake fluid. When you crack the lid, you're going to lose a little vacuum there. So that's why that's why they make them clear plastic now. Unlike the olden days, they were cast iron. You can't see. You take the lid off and you notice the little, rubber gasket that has been pushed down, sucked down in as the brake fluid goes lower. And that's a vacuum system also in the older cars. You would take the lid off, push the rubber back up into the lid, get it nice and flat, fill the brake fluid, put, you know, brake master cylinder up with fluid again, put the lid back on, then you go and you start it up, and the brake pedal would go down until you pumped it up. Michael, same thing here. You're low on brake fluid. Now, the pulling to the right, you're low on brake fluid because we have a leak, and here's more than likely where the leak is. Michael, this is a problem. You're pulling to the right, you see, in your Chevrolet Suburban when applying the brakes. You're saying you're keeps pulling to the right and when you apply the brakes. So that means that the left front brake caliper, Michael, is not working. It's when you push on the brake pedal, what you're doing is pushing brake fluid to the brake calipers up in the front and also into the rear. And so if it's pulling to the right, that means the right front caliper is the only one that's working, making the disc brake pads, of course, push hard into the brake rotor, causing that tire to stop first. The left front's not working. That's why you're not getting a full straight pull when you hit the, you know, a stop when you're going straight. So your brake caliper needs to be replaced on the left front, Michael. And what I would recommend, more than likely, truthfully, that piston over on the left side is leaking past, the brake fluid's leaking past the ring that's sealing the brake fluid in on that caliper piston. So I would replace both calipers, right and left, Michael. And I would recommend a shop to do this because we need to power bleed it, the whole entire system. And power bleeder is a machine that we push fluid through there using air pressure. It's a special machine. A lot of home doers don't have that machine, and we get a full, complete brake bleed correctly then. A home doer like yourself, Michael, you can do it too, though. But be careful. You want to bleed the whole system when you replace those brake calipers on the front. You want to start from the right rear, the farthest caliper or wheel cylinder, that's farthest away from the brake master cylinder. So you start on the right rear, then go to the left rear, then go to the right front, and then go to the left front. And that's the in order of the bleeding process by pumping the brake pedal. Michael, thanks for the email right here from Boise, Idaho, listening to us on KBOI AM 670 and 93.1 FM. Send me back an address. Michael, I've got a little gift basket for you. A gift bag, that is. We'll take a little short break. Our Auto World Radio at yahoo.com is our address. Thanks, Michael. We'll be right back, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Representative Michael McCaul says China could take over Taiwan in the next election without a shot being fired.
President Tsai's party does not want to be a part of China And I think the next elections in next January are going to be extremely important.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Texas Republican said he believed China could influence next year's election in order to take over the island. The two Democratic state representatives who were expelled from the Tennessee State House this week say Republicans are trying to silence them. Justin Jones of Nashville and Justin Pearson of Memphis said on NBC's Meet the Press a predominantly white caucus doesn't want the predominantly black and brown districts to have a voice. The Force is about to be strong again in movie theaters. Star Wars Return of the Jedi heading back to the big screen April 28th to celebrate 40 years since its original release. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you're doing is a yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
I definitely recommend Bluetooth. Get you a Bluetooth system. Get you a Bluetooth stereo system in your car. If you do not have it, you can swap it out if you have a little older car, and that way you can have hands-free while you talk. Like you can I talk and on the telephone while I'm driving and chew bubble gum at the same time? No. Okay, we got that trivia question out there at Auto World this second hour this week. And that trivia question is, we have an answer here to it. What was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? Rich gets us here in, let's see, he's in Wheaton, Illinois. Well, awesome. Rich, appreciate he's got an answer here. Let's do it. First off, a shout out to our great Auto World affiliate radio station that takes Auto World is WRMN AM 1410. There's our shout out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. WRMN AM 1410. Elgin, Wheaton, Aurora, Arlington Heights, Illinois. Taking Auto World for 2 hours. Thank you. Appreciate it, Rich. Thanks. Rich says, was it the Ferrari? No, Rich, it was not the Ferrari. It was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine, not a Ferrari, but Rich, I still have a great little detailed gift bag for you that has some Mother's, well, I got a Mother's Clay Bar in there for you that you'll love, some Meguiar's products that, one product I'll throw in there too that we have automatically is an odor eliminator that makes your car smell good. It takes the, just gets right down in there and takes the odors completely out. And, oh, yes, as of last week, of course, we did throw in the old-style, good old, because the crew here, oh, yeah, Bobby B.S. from my PR agent, he had to hang one of these things from the microphone boom, and that is that little green Christmas tree. Ugh, smell of those things. Anyway, you're going to get one of those, Rich. Also, a bottle of STP, Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. So, Rich says, Ferrari, it's not a Ferrari. The question again is, what was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? An address. Rich, also to get your, send me back an address so I can ship some out to Illinois. And that is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now it is time, folks, to get up, go up the list. And of course, this is the second hour. The third hour, we're going to be giving you 3, 2, and 1, the number one. Well, right now, we're going to give you 7, 6, 5, and 4. The best new cars of 2023. Well, so far, anyway. Number 7 is the 2023 Hyundai Palisade. Yes, the Palisade is a mid-cycle refresh they're doing, absolutely, for 2023. And it's kind of in the luxury category, and it's competitive. The starting price, competitive starting price, is $35,550. The Palisade was introduced as a 2020 model, so it hasn't been around a long period of time. It's basically like a little four-door, well, a good size, not little, but a four-door style type of Suburban. Three-row crossover SUV with updated improvements that they had way over from last year and the year before, from since 2020, and that is the 2023, number 7 on the list of the best new cars of 2023. Now let's go to number 6. Number 6, what do you think it is? The 2023 Honda CR-V. That's right, the CR-V, short for Comfortable Runabout Vehicle. Didn't know that, did you? CR-V, Comfortable Runabout Vehicle. Now, this has been near the top of the sales charts almost since United States sales began in 1997. It's become a long way from a cute ute, the roots of a cute ute. Starting price for this 2023 version of the Honda CR-V, starting price is $31,610. I believe that's kind of where they've actually, Honda's been winning, is on the price for all the things that are in their Hondas. And the products, the creature features, as I call them, you folks are liking them. That's why you're loving it even more. Well, they're going to highlight a new grill, this for the 2023 new grill, snow driving mode. Oh, ho, 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 snow driving mode. Push the button and now you can drive in the snow a little bit better. Now, you know what they do there is that basically it's electronically controlled. It makes the transmission shift in different shift patterns. It makes it so the tires do not spin. You know, you push on the go pedal and it's kind of like anti-lock brakes in reverse. So anti-lock brakes means that when you push on the brake pedal as hard as you can, it will then the sensors in each wheel stop the tire from locking up and skidding. Well, this snow driving mode causes the tires not to spin going forward. They do still spin to keep you going, okay? They have a hill descent control also. And, oh, by the way, in 2023, this year, you can choose from gasoline or a hybrid powertrain. That is number 6 on the list, the 2023 Honda CR-V on the best new cars of 2023. Now let's go to number 5 on the list, the 2023 Honda Civic Type R. Uh-oh. When they say R, you know what that might mean. Huh? Starting price of this 2023 Honda Civic Type R is the fastest Civic ever, first off. Starting price, $43,295. Folks, this thing, though, is boasting a 315 horsepower HP, that is. Oh, yeah, turbocharged 2.0-liter VTEC engine. It has a 6-speed manual transmission. Oh, yeah, shift those gears. Woo, 315 horsepower. Now, it's a throwback pocket rocket sedan. That's what they're calling it. Get you excited by the Honda Civic Type R, the 2023. Starting price again. It's a four-door sedan, $43,295. Can go all the way up, though, to $50,000 plus. That's number 5 on the list. Now, number 4. Let's do it. The number four on the best new car. New cars of 2023 is a 2023 Genesis GV60. It's a four-door, the only all-electric vehicle on the list this year, folks. It made it. The 2023 Genesis GV60 SUV debuts with starting price of $59,290. Genesis. Sleek exterior. It's available in 9 states at this point. We talked about that last weekend. Here's some of the states that it, well, these are the states it's available in. And they're growing their dealerships, so stay tuned for more. But right now you can get it in Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, Nevada, New York, Utah, and Washington. And so Auto World, I'm coast to coast. You're right here. And so they are getting that way too. It's good to know that. Now, here's one thing. It's all electric. First time on the list. Only one on the list. And it has 314 horsepower. That's right. Now, I know. You're nodding your head. Give us the range, Evans. Give us the range. The range is capable of 248 miles, 235 miles of range, respectively. Roughly between 248 and 235, okay? Now, again, why do they have to say this? Well, it depends on how much wind you're bucking, huh? Headwind. Is that the same type of thing that's concerning you with your gas, ICE, internal combustion engine, ICE vehicle that you're driving? Do you get worse gas mileage as the more you tow, the more you're going against the wind, the more the snowstorm's hitting you on the windshield? Yes, your gas mileage drops, doesn't it? Well, same thing with an electric car, folks. Same thing. Yeah. But that's the only one on the list that's all electric. So that's number four. On the third hour, you're going to hear number three, two, and one. Coming back from this next break, we're going to find out why is the ATP higher now? Do you know what ATP is? We're going to find out coming back from this break. Also, email bag is there, but we have that trivia question out there this hour of Auto World, and that is, what was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? What is a turbocharger? Ooh, it spools up, and when it spools up, hang on, it is going to whistle like, woo! We'll be right back, right here, Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, with turbochargers all over the place.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Got that trivia question out there here on Auto World this hour, and that question is, what was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? 855-660-4261. Our email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can actually answer that also through Facebook. Message me. The address, my name, Mark Evans. Head on over. We've got some great photos up there from the New York International Auto Show that is now over with. It's done. And they, oh my goodness, folks, the cars that there are there, the Volkswagen, the Volkswagen VW bus, the Buzz is now going to be available for you. If you want to see what the new version of the Volkswagen bus is going to be looking like inside and out, I've got some photos up there on our Facebook page, and that is Mark Evans, and also over there at Auto World Radio Facebook page, and we have the Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. I welcome you to head on over there throughout the week, too, not only not right now, but also through the week. We keep putting goodies up there. I did put up a photo, asked the guys here to do it. Bobby Biester did it, and I asked him to put the photo up there of that little Hyundai that looks a little bit of buggish, Volkswagen buggish looking. It's a photo there that you'll see the back heads of the journalists and also the car up on stage. Take a look and see what you think. If that does, I really do believe that Hyundai is maybe chasing down the bug look, the old Volkswagen bug. Ow! Eddie, the engine email just gave me a slug bug right there on the shoulder. You know, did you ever play that game? Okay, so what's this ATP all about? What? Why is the ATP higher now? Well, what is it, first off, the ATP. Well, you know, car prices. Yeah. They're getting out of hand. They've been getting out of hand. Considering an affordable new vehicle. Are you? Are they really affordable? Well, according to the data compiled by Edmunds.com, the average transaction price, the ATP, for a new vehicle rose to $47,713, folks. And that was, in March. Is that what we're living right now? Yep, March this year. Now, for comparison, the ATP, what's that stand for? Average transaction price, ATP, for a new vehicle in March of 2018. So we're going back a couple of years, but back in March of 2018 converses to March 2023. March 2023, the average price was $47,713, and back in March 2018, it was $35,794. That's roughly, if I'm doing my calculations right, I think that's, it is, 33% increase over the course of 5 years. Now, here's a factor. All of us, we're all experiencing new vehicles. The increase, of course, is the average annual percentage rates, and of course our interest rates are going up. But are we also experiencing, well, I've got some numbers for you. Most of us are paying as much as $730 a month for a new car. Yeah. And then their poll, Edmunds.com poll, said that pretty much, well, there's a pretty good percentage rate. About 11% of you are paying $1,000 a month for a car payment in today's world. Of course, you've got to have full coverage insurance. You got the cost of fuel. You got the cost of maintenance. Yes, maintenance is still there even with a new car. That's right. But the prices have gone up. The ATP has gone up. And the reason why is one thing is because of course, you know, inflation. But creature features. Remember the back in the day? Well, my father said when they were offered him electric windows in that old car back in the 70s, he said, that's just another thing to break down, electric windows. How about electric door locks? What? Well, you start adding these kind of features that we all are take for granted today, all the electric features. How about heated seats? They didn't have that back in the 60s and the 70s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s. They didn't even have heaters back in the day. Now, we've got climate control, his and hers, hers and his. We've got, how many different type of electronic buttons do you have just for the power driver's seat? A lot. So that causes the prices to keep going to the moon. How many creature features do you like? How many do you take advantage of? How many do you take advantage of? All of them, huh? Do you really need them? How about rain-sensitive wipers? Oh, the windshield's wet. Look, my wipers are turning on automatically. How many of you have heated steering wheels? How many have heated wiper arms and blades? See, all those kind of creature features causes the prices to keep going up and up and up. Is there really a car out there or a vehicle out there that we can just say, I want the basics? Well, we're talking about that today in the amount of cars next hour. We're going to be talking about on the third hour the best new cars of 2023. Okay? 2023. So stay tuned. I'm going up the list. Oh, it's time for an email. Stay tuned for more. We're going to have the winner on the third hour. Let's do an email right now. Thank you, Eddie, the email. We got time to get one more in. He says you got a lot to get to, so get to it. Oh, here's one. Huh? Got one from Salt Lake City here. Awesome. It says, hi, Mark. I tune in every week in Salt Lake City, Utah. Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. Great show, my radio friend. Thank you again. Appreciate that. I need some help on my noise problem. Driving a Ford Focus, it has a weird noise when pushing the clutch pedal in. The noise only happens when pushing the clutch pedal in. It seems to shift okay. Is there something that I can do to better understand or to fix this noise? Noisy Daniel, thanks you. Appreciate it, Daniel. Since he's listening in Salt Lake City, that means one thing. Let's do a shout-out to KBJA AM 1640, K-Talk 1640, right there in Sandy, Ogden, Kearns, Provo, Salt Lake City, Utah. Good to have you folks along. Got to have you shout-out, Horn. We did it. Thank you, Axelrod. Alex, Noisy Daniel. Oh, I'm sorry, but here's the noise there in Salt Lake City that you have on your Ford Focus. The clutch pedal getting pushed in. Ford Focus has a dual clutch. It's kind of a unique way they designed that, Ford, Daniel, and those dual clutches. How can I say it? They've got a pressure plate within a pressure plate. That's a lot of mechanical jargon words, and it's true to fact for sure, but it doesn't really matter. We want to get your noise fixed. What happens here is that, Daniel, you've got a throw-out bearing. There's a little clutch fork when you push on the brake pedal. It's a wet clutch. Okay, so what that means is you got a clutch master cylinder that has brake fluid up on the firewall, just like your brake master cylinder, but it's a clutch master cylinder that pushes fluid down to the clutch slave cylinder, and that is all brake fluid liquid push, and then that makes that clutch fork push in on that pressure plate, and your noise is truthfully probably a throw out bearing or even a pressure plate coming undone. They do come undone, kaboom, on Ford Focuses. So here's what we need to do, Daniel. You need to you need a new clutch on your Ford Focus. And that noise is the first sign. Thank you for emailing, and thank you for bringing up the noise, because that is the first warning signal that your clutch is getting ready to go bye-bye on you, and that will not be fun. That means your Ford Focus will be parked on the side of the road, Daniel, not going anywhere. Or you will not be able to get it in gear when you do push on the brake pedal. It just sits there and grind, and that's not good. So, and I don't recommend, some of us might put it in gear, shut the engine off, and then start the engine with the thing in gear because you don't have any clutch. Do not do that, Daniel. No. You're going to burn up the thing, and we don't want to burn it up. So you need a new clutch, Daniel. That's the bolts of the story. Ford Focus, I recommend that. They're not the easiest job. I don't recommend that you do it at home by any means. I recommend that you call the dealership or get with an independent mechanic and ask them, have you ever done a clutch on a Ford Focus? And, again, if they say yes, we have, then you're good to go. Have them do it, because you'll save money when you go to an independent, for sure. Daniel, thank you for emailing out of Salt Lake City, listening to us on KBJA, AM 1640. K-Talk 1640, and send me back an address that I can send you a little gift packet, a little detail gift bag to keep your Ford Focus smelling, looking good inside and outside. We definitely have it for you, absolutely. So that's some Meguiar's and Mother's in there. I got some solution finish to make the black look blacker and keep that plastic looking good on that Ford Focus. I bet you have door handles that are black. Yeah? They're all faded, aren't they? Yeah, not anymore with solution finish. Wash drops are in there, too. Throw away the hose. And I have one bottle of the Adams polishes. It's a detail. It's a detail washless spray that you just spray right on there with a Terry Talk Clow and get it wiped off. I got one bottle left. You get it. Thanks, Daniel. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Look forward to seeing all of you over on the third hour. GCNLive.com. Drive safe. Motor on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.